I'm going to call Amos up in just a minute to have our first reading. But before he comes up, kids, we're going to have the readings. Listen carefully to the readings each time, because something in the reading, the Bible reading, I'm going to mention, or you're going to spot when I do the talk, okay? So listen carefully when the Bible's being read. That's a super important part of today. We'll have four readings, and I'm going to teach us or show us four things that you're going to see this Christmas, and you probably see them every Christmas, that teach us and remind us about Jesus. So, Amos, with the first reading.
So the reading is Ezekiel 17, 22 to 24, and then John 15, 5 to 6. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I myself will take a shoot from the very top of a cedar and plant it. I'll break off a tender sprig from its topmost shoots and plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain heights of Israel I will plant it. It will produce branches and bear fruit and become a splendid cedar. Birds of every kind will nest in it. They will find shelter in the shade of its branches. All the trees of the field will know that I, the Lord, bring down the tall tree and make the low tree grow tall. I dry up the green tree and make the dry tree flourish. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will do it. 15:5-6. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown up away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned.
All right, so I wonder if you've already guessed what the first thing is. We're going to do four things. What the first thing is that you're going to see at Christmas that's going to remind us and teach us about Jesus. It is... Here's the trickiest part of the day. What is that? That is a tree. Let's see if we can get that there. There we go. That's a tree, isn't it? Ta-da! Now, are you going to see a Christmas tree this Christmas? You are. Now, why does a Christmas tree, or why does a tree remind us and teach us about Jesus? Because, believe it or not, Jesus is a tree. Well, Jesus is like a tree. How is Jesus like a tree? One second. Well, you might have spotted there in the Bible reading that a tree is a place where a bird can fly to, and he can make his home, can't he? In the tree. He can build his home in the tree, and when he's in there, he's safe from the predators. They can't get him. Jesus is like a tree because we can build our homes, our lives in him, and we're safe from the devil, the enemy. Also, a big tree, if you've got a great, you can imagine a massive tree, can you? I don't know. A huge tree, maybe on a hot day, and you're going for a walk and you can feel the sun beating down on you. And you think, oh, I'm exhausted. I wish I could just sit under the tree. I don't know that anybody has ever sat under one of these trees. And you would have shelter from the hot sun, wouldn't you? Jesus is like a tree because in the heat and the trials of life and the heat of God's anger, we can go close to Jesus and he will give us refreshment and rest and protection. And there's one more thing about this type of tree. Can anybody tell me, this one's a fake one, but if it was real, what kind of tree is it? Well, there you go. There's a great big tree. Imagine getting rest under that tree, hey, on a hot day. That's a big tree. If Jesus was like a tree, that'd be a good one. But can anyone tell me what type of tree this one is? Go. It's an evergreen tree, bang on, which means, do you guys know what that means? What does it mean? It stays green all through winter. It's always green. This, a Christmas tree is just like Jesus. Jesus doesn't have bad days and good days and you wonder, can I go to and talk to him today? Or is he going to be grumpy and what, better avoid Jesus? No. Jesus is always green. He's always there. He's fresh. He's always there for shade. You can always build your life in him. Jesus is full of life. Jesus is like a tree. So when you see a tree this Christmas, you can remember. Jesus is like a tree. There's one more thing, though, that Jesus said. Maybe you caught it in our last Bible verse. He said, we're kind of like birds, fair enough, and we're kind of like people that take shade under the tree. But Jesus says, we're actually more like branches. We are more like the branches. Now, this branch here, what is going to happen to this branch? Go, Amos. This branch is going to die, isn't it? Why? Because it's not connected to the tree. The only way for this branch to stay alive is if it's connected to the tree. The tree has all the life. And just like Jesus, this tree is going to be green all year. Jesus always has life. And if we want to have life in us, we need to be connected to Jesus by faith. That's what we need. Now, this branch, this worked perfectly, actually. I cut this branch off 3 weeks ago. And this morning, as I was bringing it here, I thought to myself, oh, no, I better check that branch because I don't want to make a big mess with needles, little leaves falling off because the branch is dying. And you know what? I went outside. It's been sitting outside for 3 weeks. I picked it up and I shook it and no needles came off. And I thought, wow, that still seems alive. And do you know that there are a lot of people that whose lives, they may look like they're still doing fine and they're not connected to Jesus. And you may think, they seem fine. They're not connected to Jesus. This branch may have lasted 3 weeks, but it's not going to last 3 years. It's not even going to last 3 months. Nobody is going to last forever. Everybody is like this branch unless they are connected to Jesus. And if you remain in him, you will live forever. Jesus is like a tree. We're now going to sing our next carol, and then straight after that, we'll have Steve bringing us our next reading.
John chapter 8 and verse 12, we read, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
Okay, maybe you spotted what the second thing is that you're going to see probably every Christmas, and that is lights. That's what our tree needs now, doesn't it? Lights. And why are lights good? Here we go. Here's the great skill. How quickly can I wrap a tree with lights? Now, why is Jesus, or why do lights rather, remind us and teach us about Jesus? Well, imagine if you were in the dark and there were no lights on and the sun was going down and it was getting darker and darker and you were thinking, I'm beginning to find it difficult to see. And the sun went all the way down. And you went over to the light switch to turn it on. And when you got there, you clicked the button and nothing happened. And it started to get a little bit darker. And then you thought, I know, I'll go and I'll light a candle. You went to find a candle and there were no candles. And you thought, It's getting darker. What am I going to do? So then you thought, I know, I'll get a torch. So you went to get your torch, and you found your torch, and you turned it on, and nothing happened. No light, no candles, no torch. Pulled out your phone and thought, I'll try that. Battery's dead. Oh, it's always dead at the wrong time. And the sun's completely gone, and there was no moon, there were no stars, there were no street lights, there were no neighbors who had lights. And you went out your front door, you could just find your front door, and you looked outside, and actually, you couldn't see anything. Because it was just black. No sun, no moon, no stars, no lights anywhere, no lights inside, no lights outside. You could see absolutely nothing. Just black. We need light. We need light. Lights remind us about Jesus because we need light and we need Jesus. Let's think about two things that light does. And how is Jesus like light? Well, what happens to the darkness? Imagine that dark scene I just spoke about again. What would happen to the darkness when I eventually found a light? Or if the power came back on? As soon as we hit the lights, what would happen? Go. Everything would be bright. And where would the darkness go? The darkness would just, poof, it'd be gone. You'd look for it and it wouldn't be there. Jesus is like a light, because the Bible says that our hearts are full of the darkness of sin. We need Jesus to shine his light into our hearts and send out the darkness of sin. And the second thing about light is, if you wanted to go for a walk, let's say, or you were in that dark situation, would you know where you're going? You wouldn't know where you're going, would you? You need the light to see where to go. And just like we need light for our eyes, we need the light of Jesus for our hearts to guide us so we know what to do in life. Jesus is like a light. When we're anxious, when we're troubled, when we feel really guilty about something that we've done wrong, when we're sad about something in our lives, about the world, you can always go to Jesus and talk to him. And he is like a light. And he will lighten up your day and show you the way that you should walk. Let's turn these lights on, shall we? Hey, look at that. You're going to see lights this Christmas. When you see them, they can remind you that Jesus is the light of the world. We'll now sing another song, and then Bella will do our third reading.
Isaiah 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
All right, third thing you're definitely going to see this Christmas. Can you guess it? It's presents. Yes, not past. Hey. Although you can have presents in the past. Don't worry, if you don't understand, you'll learn more about it in the future. Okay, all right, okay, terrible jokes. Don't worry about that. Presents, that's right, here we go. Let's put some presents under there to make our tree proper. Now, what is it that makes a good present? I can think of three things that make a present a good present. One of them is something that you need. That's a good present, isn't it? It's a bit like you know, getting meat for the butcher, right? Or bread for the baker. That's not what they need. Get them something they need. That makes a good present. What's the second thing that makes a good present? Something else that makes a good present is something that lasts. That's a good present, isn't it? Not a present that you get and it breaks the next day. That's not a great present. A present that you can enjoy year after year after year. So, something that you need, something that lasts. Let me think, what else makes a good present? I know what makes a good present. Something that you have to pay for. Hold on, no, that's not a present, isn't it? What is it about a present that makes it great? Go. Somebody gives it to you. A present, a good present is a present that's free, isn't it? A present that you don't have to pay for. You don't have to say, okay, thank you so much for that present. Let me save up and pay you for it. That's not a present. Something that's free. So a good present. Do you do this at home? Get your presents. Wonder what's in there. This one's so light, I think it might be some air. So, but a good present, something you need, something that lasts, and something that's free. Why do presents, gifts, remind us about Jesus? When you're sitting around your tree on Christmas Day and you're opening presents? Because exactly, that's what we're going to do at Christmas. And the presents remind us about Jesus because God, at Christmas, God the Father, gave His Son to us. We didn't have to pay for it. It's not like it's just for special people. God the Son is a free gift to everybody. And God the Son is something we really need. We really need something to fix our problem of death. Nobody's fixed it yet except one person, Jesus. We really need somebody to fix our problem of sin. We can't go back and rub out our sins. They're there. And we need something that lasts. And Jesus lasts forever. Jesus is what we need. Jesus lasts forever. And Jesus offers Himself free to anybody. You just say yes. Thank you for forgiveness and eternal life. So, at Christmas, you're going to see a tree, you're going to see lights, you're going to see presents. All these things teach us and remind us about Jesus, the best present that God gives us at Christmas. We're now going to sing another song, and then we'll have our final reading from Katie.
Isaiah 55, verse 1 and 2. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the riches of fare. And Matthew chapter 22, verse 1 to 9. Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet and to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, 'Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fattened cattle have been butchered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants and mistreated them and killed them. The king was enraged, and he sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. Go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find.'"
Okay, before I bring out our last thing, I'm just going to say one short word to the adults among us. What I'm talking about this morning is not some artificial thing. I'm not tacking on meaning to a world that has no meaning. God didn't find a world and think, I know, I'm super creative, and I'll come up with a range of ways in which my son is like the world. God supercharged this world with meaning. He made the world we live in just how we wanted. We sleep and eat. We have trees and air. We breathe and see and speak. The world is full of fresh ways to discover Jesus. And God is so wonderful that he has woven it all together in advance in preparation for his son. There is so much depth to enjoy at Christmas and in this world. So let's think about a last thing. I wonder if you've guessed from here what it is. This one is super fun, arguably my favorite thing that I'm going to see at Christmas, and that is a feast. All right, let's get this feast going. We need a table. Let's see if I can get this up. Here we go. There we are. We've got a table. Okay. Now, that's not a very attractive table, so thank you. That's great. Get helpers around the table. More the merrier. All right. Here we go. We need a tablecloth so it can look nice. Here we go. No comments on the tablecloth, please. Some plates, because we're going to eat. Got some plates. We'll put those on. If you guys can see around there. There we are. Okay. What do I need now? Well, I can't eat without... what have I got here? I need a knife. I need a fork. I'm going to have a guest, so I need a knife and a fork there. Here we go. A couple of those. Hey, you know what they are? Crackers. Let's use those. What have I got? Some cups. Put those out. Okay. What? Hold on. How does a feast remind us and teach us about Jesus? Well, the Bible says that heaven is like a feast. Heaven is like a feast. Why is heaven like a feast? I can think of a few things. There's one thing about a feast. Let's start with one. And that is, a feast is so much fun. It's tasty and enjoyable, isn't it? It's solid. All the flavors. Let's get some of those flavors out. Okay, here we go. Let's have this one. This one is controversial. Anyone know what that is? What's that? Let's have one of the children. Do you? A parsnip. Very good. I like parsnips. Someone told me they were too fragrant once, and I thought, I disagree. Parsnips. Okay. What else? Carrot. That's a carrot, isn't it? Okay. Very good. We'll put a carrot on. So many flavors. It's so tasty and exciting. A feast is like heaven, or heaven is like a feast, because it's so interesting. It's full of interesting things. What's this one? Potato. Very good. We're definitely going to need some potato. I recommend cooking these if you're going to do it at home. Normally, that's what you'd do. Okay. And there's something else missing. All right. Let's make sure we have our greens, yeah? Green beans, very good. And that's probably enough, isn't it? All right. Okay, there we go. That'll do. That's Christmas and New Year. Veggies done. Right, just jokes. Okay, we're missing one thing. All right, what's missing? Come on. All right. What you've got on your table is probably different to this statue. Don't worry. Of course, a turkey. There we go. Oh, no. I'm sure this is probably a different chicken, yeah. Okay, and a drink. That's right. There we go. Okay, a drink. That's good. All right. Well, there you go. So I've got my feast here. And a feast reminds us of Jesus and reminds us of heaven because it's so tasty. But there's a second thing, and it's missing from my feast. And it's just what heaven's going to be like. Heaven is with others. So here we go. I've got my, get a chair over here. There we go. And then I need to put one there. There we go. And get one more chair. Okay. So I'll just invite my, shall I get my date? Come. Wifey. Here we go. All right. See? It's the most romantic thing I've done for months.
Do a cracker.
Okay, let's do our cracker. Yeah, let's do that. Come on. Here we go. How do we do it? All right. Who's going to get both of them? Yeah, baby. All right, let's put our hats on because it's festive. A feast. You're going to have a feast at Christmas. And a feast reminds us of heaven because heaven is with others. You sit around the table, you chat, you laugh, you enjoy time together. And that's what heaven's going to be like. In heaven, we're going to be with others. We're going to chat, we're going to laugh, and we're going to enjoy talking about Jesus forever. Will we wear hats?
What did you get, Dad?
I don't know. Okay, should we do our joke? There's a joke. Why did the elf cancel his gym membership? Because it just wasn't working out. There you go. Ha, 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 ha. There's one more thing about a feast. After you've eaten the feast, reminds us of heaven. And this is the last thing. Well done, kids. You've got this far. We're going to do one more song after this. There's one more thing about this feast. After you've eaten it, right? You've eaten all the food, you've had your Christmas pudding, your mince pies. How do you feel afterwards? You feel so satisfied. You think, you lean back in your chair and you go, well, at least I do, and you go, oh, that was so good. I feel so good. I've enjoyed that so much. Heaven is going to satisfy. Heaven is going to be so much rest. You're going to feel so good being with Jesus, listening to him, learning more about him forever. And your soul, your heart will rest and be satisfied with God. We have a feast. And when your feast ends and you think to yourself, that was good, I've enjoyed that. And a few hours later, you feel hungry again. You can remember, in heaven, I will feel full and satisfied forever. So, let's do our things again. Jesus is like a tree because he's strong. We can build our lives in him and be safe. He's like a light that drives out our dark sin and teaches us how to live. He's like a present, a gift, free, that we need, that lasts forever. And he's taking us to heaven where we can feast with him and enjoy forever. But there's one last thing, kids and everybody. In our last reading, what happened? Everybody was invited to the banquet, weren't they? But did everybody come? No, they didn't. And there's going to be a lot of people this Christmas that don't want to come to the banquet of God with Jesus. Not everybody will receive the offer. Everybody's got an invitation. Jesus is inviting you now. Come, he says, come. I'm in heaven. Remember, I came to earth and I've gone back to heaven. Come. Come and have a feast with me. Everything's ready and it's free. Will you come to Jesus? Will you receive the free gift and enjoy the banquet? If you want to, you can just ask. Just ask. Just say yes in your heart. Say, yes, Jesus, I want you to drive out my sin. Yes, Jesus, I want you to come and be my king. I need you to be the light of my life, and I want to feast with you in heaven forever. It's that simple. Just ask with empty hands and just take the gift in your heart and receive Jesus as your King and as your Savior. You can do that today. Not just the kids, everybody. That's the good news of Christmas.